how do you deal with the abrasive personalities that you interact with every day as a leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're dealing with one of our most popular and most requested topics, how to deal with abrasive people. Now, these abrasive personalities, they could be your employees who report to you, or they could be your colleagues that you interact with, or they could even be your manager or your supervisor. Either way, dealing with them has the similar attributes to them. Now remember, first thing to know is that abrasive personalities or abrasive people don't think that they're abrasive. They just think they're overly direct and get to the point and don't beat around the bush. So if you just confront them and say, hey, I got to talk to you about being abrasive, they're going to say, I don't know what your problem is, you're just overly sensitive. That being said, I do have a few tips for you on how to deal with the abrasive people in your sphere of influence. Number one is focus on tasks and actions. These are not people who like to talk about feelings because they think it's just all messy. Why not just focus on the job that needs to get done, specific tasks? So be task-oriented is my first tip. Second tip is to focus on the facts. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you're an abrasive person, you don't think of anything except the evidence and the data and the information and what it tells you. Now, of course, there's lots of ways to interpret data and information, but an abrasive person appreciates seeing something in black and white, thing that they can get their head around. Now, the third tip is let them be able to change their mind. If you're an abrasive person, you don't like to lose, and so you don't want to admit that you were wrong to begin with. So you've got to give them a chance to change their mind. That means not boxing them into a corner where they have to lash out at you, but give them some time to process things and come to your way of thinking. It'll be more successful for you to let them do that. Now, if you're dealing with the abrasive people and they are your employees, that is, you're their supervisor or their leader, then you're going to have to deal with this as a behavior issue. You're still going to use the same approaches, but this time you're going to be very clear about their behavior currently versus what you'd like to see happen. And that way, you can help them modify their behavior to meet your expectations and to reduce the conflicts that they have with others. Now, this is the first of a two-part series. In the next leader feeder, I'm going to be dealing with what if you are accused of being an abrasive leader? How do you change your own behavior? And of course, once you've figured out how to deal with the abrasive people in your work group, you might want to work on some of your other leadership aspects, and you can do that by connecting with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com or through all the social media channels that we play with. Remember, we're here for you, whether you need us to deliver training virtually using our virtual training studio, or come on-site to deliver our live workshops, or maybe just use some of our on-demand resources that we have on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. No matter what, we look forward to partnering with you and your team on your leadership journey.